Some hands now jumped into a boat alongside, and pushed a little off from the ship.
"Ha-ha!" cried Daggoo all at once, from his now quiet swinging perch overhead,
and, looking further off from the side, we saw an arm thrust upright from the blue waves, a strange sight to see, as an arm thrust forth from the grass over a grave.
"Both! Both! It is both!"
cried Daggoo again with a joyful shout. And soon after, Queequeg was seen boldly striking out with one hand, and with the other clutching the long hair of the Indian. Drawn into the waiting boat, they were quickly brought to the deck, but Tashtego was long in coming to, and Queequeg did not look very brisk. Now, how had this noble rescue been accomplished? Why, diving after the slowly descending head, Queequeg, with his keen sword, had made side lunges near its bottom, so as to scuttle a large hole there, then, dropping his sword, had thrust his long arm far inwards and upwards, and so hauled out poor Tash by the head. He averred that upon first thrusting in for him, a leg was presented, but well knowing that that was not as it ought to be, and might occasion great trouble, he had thrust back the leg, and by a dexterous heave and toss, had wrought a somerset upon the Indian, so that with the next trial he came forth in the good old way, head foremost. As for the great head itself, that was doing as well as could be expected.